Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
And that's the sound of rock cracking. Once again, we hear rock cracking, but did it sound a little bit louder? Well, I think the rock is cracking a little bit louder, a little bit harder in the world of politics. And I'm going to tell you why in a couple minutes. First, let me remind you, you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. Why do I have a special announcement? Well, I do. I listened to a few words from our former Commander-in-Chief, President of the United States, Ronald Reagan. I listened to those intensely. He gave some words from Winston Churchill. I listened to him and did a lot of praying, did a lot of looking into what this world is made of. I looked into my children's eyes and I listened to this little speech again, just a few seconds. I want you to listen to it, and then I'm going to play a little music, and then I'm going to make a very special announcement.
Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
And here's the message. Doc Holliday is running for the United States Congress. I am running in the 1st Congressional District in the state of Mississippi. Why am I running? You just heard our former president, Ronald Reagan, tell us, we love our children. We have duty. Churchill said it. Ronald Reagan said it. And Doc Holliday is answering the call. We need some help in the United States Congress. The last thing we need is more politicians going to Washington, D.C. And that's why I am announcing my candidacy for Congress. I want to go there to represent the people of the 1st Congressional District of North Mississippi. Now listen, there are over 750,000 residents in our district. Over 750,000. And the first thing I want to say is why would any of the voters in that district want to go outside of the district and ask someone to represent them? But obviously we have two or three people thinking about getting into this race. One already has that lives outside the district. I think the voters within the district can represent themselves, and I want to be that person to represent you. Now listen, I have listeners all over the country, and I want you to be excited about the campaign. You can go to www.docholidayforcongress.com. There's ways you can help us by volunteering. You can go to our Facebook page, like the Facebook page. Yes, like any candidate, we need financial funds. So if you can help us in that way, go to the website. You can send money to help get someone elected to Congress who's not beholden to the special interest. Listen, this, my friends, in Mississippi's District Number 1, I know we have a lot of new listeners now that I've jumped into the campaign, and I want you to understand that it's not just the in District 1. I want to represent America in a new and exciting fashion. I want to come before you and let you know that I seek your support, your help, and your vote to be the next representative of District 1 of the state of Mississippi. I humbly believe that surely, and again I say surely, we can send someone to Washington. Doc Holliday is that someone that can help turn Washington around. Washington is sick. Doc Holliday has the cure. And that's the message I want to get out across the country. I want you to understand this campaign will be incredibly quick. It's going to be on May the 12th. There are over 10 people running as I announce. I'll be actually number 12 unless somebody's jumped in front of me. And to inform all my listeners, this is a special election. It comes after the death of the late Alan Nunley, our congressman from North Mississippi's District 1. And we did a tribute for Alan Nunley a few weeks ago. You can go back in the archives and listen to that tribute show. But it's a special election. We don't run as a Republican or Democrat. We're all on one ballot, and the top two will be in a runoff. If no one gets over 50% of the vote, the top two will go into the runoff. So that is why we have the special election that's coming up on May 12th. It's a very quick election, and I need your help very quickly. So I want you to understand that this campaign is very important to me. That's why I'm entering the race. I want you to also understand that you, the listeners, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, you've been a part of my show now for several years. So please be a part of the campaign. Come help us where you can. We need people who live nearby to come knock on doors. You can volunteer when you go to the Doc Holliday for Congress website. Find ways you can volunteer. We need help. We don't have time to send messages all over the country, sending letters. Before you know it, the campaign's halfway over. So we need you to get involved where you can. Help Doc Holliday send the word out. Let people know that this congressional race is very important. It's the only congressional race going on. We've got some presidential contenders. And my message to all those who seek the presidency, come to North Mississippi. Come have a speaker's forum. Call me up and we'll contact me. And we'll get you on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. This will be an exciting next few weeks. And it's going to go, as I said, incredibly quickly. I do want to call out all those who are challenging for the position of Congress right here in North Mississippi to contact me. Let's talk on the radio. There's not going to be a lot of time for debates. With 12 people, it's hard to have debates. But I'll challenge any of my challengers and contenders for this position as to represent North Mississippi to contact Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We get on the air, challenge me. Let's do some debates on the air. We'll do that. Now listen, my listeners, thank you for being such devoted listeners to the show every week. You've been telling your friends and neighbors, sending out links, and I want to send just one strong message out, and this is what I would say. For all my friends through all the years, now's the time I need you most. Now, why does Doc Holliday want to run for Congress? Let me explain it to you. I am running for Congress because I believe I can best articulate with passion and communicate in a North Mississippi fashion the values that we hold dear. Values like the sanctity of life. Values like the definition of marriage being between one man and one woman. Values like the right to keep and bear arms as protected by the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. But let me tell you, the most important reason that Doc Holliday is running for Congress is because in North Mississippi, we need more jobs and better paying jobs, and we can make that happen. How do we make it happen? We get together some policies, energy policies. We get together tax reform. We get together the power and the political might to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act with a health care plan that's much better than Obamacare. Now listen, we can have a robust economy. And how do we get to the robust economy? Is through those energy policies. It's through tax reform. And as I'm speaking about tax reform, let me explain to you. I want to radically change the IRS. It has been abusive, it's been elusive, and it's conclusive to me, Doc Holliday, that we got to radically change the IRS. And if we don't make the IRS better, let's abolish it altogether. Go to a consumption-based tax that is merciful for the poor, fair to the middle class, and just for all. Now, that is what can really unleash an American economy that no generation has seen and probably ever, if we could get some tax reform such as that. And we can talk all day long about some of the things that have to be done. But one of the most important things, as I said, as far as getting jobs, more jobs, and better paying jobs, is working on those policies. But I also am running because, as you heard Ronald Reagan say, what are we going to leave to our children? I look into the eyes of my children. I got four children, and they love to study. They love to get out and do things. I see their energy, and I want them to have a land of freedom and complete opportunity and potential to grow. And I want that for your children and your grandchildren, every child in North Mississippi, and every child across the United States of America. But there is a diabolical disaster ticking away like a time bomb. And what is that? It's the national debt. And as my listeners know, I have stopped calling it the national debt because it's more a generational theft. Young people, listen to me. Listen to me well, because your future depends on this national debt or generational theft. $18 trillion and growing, and no one has found a way to balance the budget and start paying down the national debt. I can get to Washington. Washington is sick. Doc Holliday has the cure. Part of the cure is to grab this national debt by the horns and wrestle with it. Balance the budget and start paying down the national debt by not cutting everything and drastically. We don't have to do that. You heard what I said. More and better paying jobs. When we create the atmosphere for a robust economy, all ships start to rise. Good things happen. What we have to do is stop the wasteful spending. As the ships rise, send more money and balance the budget and start paying down the debt. Now, one of the things that you got to understand is we have some excitement going on in America that is suppressed. The young people feel so just frustrated. They elected a leader that said hope and change, and we are losing the hope, and we've lost a bunch of change when it comes to what it costs for the Affordable Care Act. It's not affordable. But as I said, the national debt is the thing that this is the best way I can explain it. Our young people, we send them to school. We say, get educated. Then we send them to college, get more education. Then they get out, and what has happened in the last several years? People are having a hard time finding jobs, but especially the young people who are super trained. They can't find the positions they need to match the degree that they've just received and paid for and went in debt for. It's like this. We want our children, we want our young people across America to climb the ladder of financial success during their lifetime. But as the national debt grows, it's like the rungs on the ladder get further and further apart. Young people are having to struggle to climb up that ladder of financial success. because the national debt is suppressing the dreams. It's making the rungs on the ladder get wider and wider, and they have to struggle from one step to the next step. When we create a robust economy, what that does is it brings those rungs closer together. It helps individuals climb the ladder of financial success. And as more and more individuals and families climb those ladders of financial success, more money comes into the coffers of the United States government, not so that we can expand it, so we can balance the budget and pay down this national debt and get those rungs on the ladder closer and closer for more and more people. That's Doc Holliday's plan. That's why Washington is sick, because they can't see it. But Doc Holliday has the cure. Now, I want to take a break here. I've made my announcement. There's some more things I want to explain and what Doc Holliday wants to go to Washington for. Let me let you listen to this, and then after the break, I'm going to better explain a couple of things about the energy policy that you know, and my listeners already know what I'm going to talk about on some of the energy policy, but I want our new listeners to hear, and that's why you need to help send Doc Holliday to Washington, D.C. Well, that's the music from U2's Bono, and like Bono, I do want to run. I want to run for Congress to help this country, and especially my fellow citizens of District 1 in North Mississippi. I am Doc Holliday. I am running for Congress, and you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. One of the other things that's interesting in this race is that we have some people that's running for two offices. Well, I only want to run for one office. There's state races going on. So we got several politicians who want to try to climb up. And why should Doc Holliday just step right in? Why should Senator Rand Paul just step right in Kentucky? Went right from his physician's practice to the Senate floor. Did he do some good? Did he shake things up? I believe so. Who else stepped right in? Well, in Congress, Congressman Tim Scott. He was a former congressman. Now he's United States Senator Tim Scott in South Carolina. Was a businessman, insurance, stepped right in and made a difference. And how about people like, let's just say Ted Cruz. You can love him. Some people hate him. But did he not make a difference? Never held elected office, stepped right into the United States Senate. Doc Holliday is ready. All my listeners know that. You've heard over the years how we've done rock-splitting politics and hit the issues of the day and take bold statements, looking back and seeing over the past few years, I am well-trained, ready to go to Washington, D.C. to delve into these waters, these deep waters of concerning the future of our country. So I want all my listeners to understand that I am ready to go, and I'm ready to do what this nation needs to have done. We need somebody that knows what's right. And I know what's right. I know how to get things done. I know how to work with people and working together. As my listeners know, you can go back. We don't just hammer and hammer and hammer on conservative policies. They're right policies. But I bring people on, like I have some of my friends, an African-American pastor who loves President Barack Obama. Now, I don't like the policies. I've never said that I don't like President Obama as a person. Yes, I'd love to meet him. I don't play golf. I couldn't play golf with him. I'm not an elitist, so I don't know if I could just hang around President Obama and say, let's talk about North Mississippi, or let's talk about American history. Maybe I could. Maybe he's a constitutional lawyer, and maybe we could talk about the Constitution and see, as Newt Gingrich said, and we played on the show back, he said, when President Obama was we learned he was a constitutional lawyer. We just didn't understand that he was talking about another country's constitution. But that being said, I do want my friends to understand that I am ready to go to Washington, D.C., and we need your help because this is an incredibly fast campaign. I said I was going to talk some about the energy policies. This show is fast moving on, and when it comes to energy, this country is making a big, big mistake by shutting down all the coal-burning power plants so soon, and carbon dioxide being called a pollutant, what we breathe out. So as the government looks at it, as EPA looks at it, and Supreme Court went ahead and ruled it's okay to call carbon dioxide a pollutant, but we're all pollutants. And I think that's what many on the far left wants to declare, that human beings are polluters, and we can be polluters, but just by breathing that we become polluters. Well, that's what the government now believes, because carbon dioxide is a pollutant. As you breathe, you are polluting in the government's eyes. Well, there's a lot of things that we've talked about here. We won't go deep in the detail because we just don't have the time to get into the details, and gets confusing. But it's not confusing to understand that we can be sensible and bring scientists in. And when someone tells you that science is over, it's conclusive proof that we have global warming, and then we look at another group of scientists that say, no, there's been no global temperature rise in 18 years. Well, we can't say there's conclusive proof. And another thing that we need to understand is, well, let's open the door to scientists to say, those who are saying we are running from a Chicken Little, saying that the temperatures are rising, we're going all fry, and the waters are going to rise up in the oceans. We need to hear both sides of the story. I think Ronald Reagan was always good at that. Let's listen to both sides of the story, and let's prepare if there's things that could be bad. But I'll tell you, when it comes to energy policy, one of the best ways, and probably the very best way, to get rid of carbon dioxide is through our friends in the plant world, trees, shrubs, bushes, all over the world. That's the way you get rid of carbon dioxide. And if we're going to err, say, okay, maybe if climate change is actually happening through global warming, if it's really happening, instead of shutting down all these carbon dioxide producing coal-burning plants, let's look at reforestation. Let's look at replanting the world. And there's an article on this by one of the authors named Huber, and has written on this many times. But it's something that, yes, if we're going to err on the side, let's err on the side of planting more trees, planting more plants, reforestation across the world. I could get on board for that, and that would help get rid of more carbon dioxide and help clean this planet and stop this insane drive to shut down plants and raise the rates of electricity and make energy less available. And we know through capitalism, when you have less of something, the price goes up. And when the price goes up, it's going to hurt the pocketbooks of the consumer. It's going to hurt the businesses that have to use electricity, and it's going to raise the cost of their products, and it's going to make America less competitive across the world. What is a positive energy policy is to bring the energy cost down. That's just simple common sense, and that's why we need to bring common sense back to Washington, D.C. Remember, Washington is sick. Doc Holliday has the cure. That's one of the cures. There's so many things we can go into. But let me just talk right now real quick to the citizens of District 1 in North Mississippi, and I want everybody to listen to this. I do know that we can come together. Now, I have relationships with friends who may not vote for me. They have other friends involved in North Mississippi. I understand that. But I do want to reach out to all communities. I have conservative policies that I'd like to call the right policies. And when we go to the right, we find policies that seem to work. But I want everyone to know, and people on the show know, I've reached out in the African-American community. I will continue to, because I believe in racial reconciliation. I believe in a healing. And in a couple weeks, we're going to have C.L. Bryant. I got a special exclusive interview with him, an African-American conservative activist. And C.L. Bryant has been on the show. In fact, the first show, when we renamed the show Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, was C.L. Bryant talking about his movie Runaway Slave. But I want everyone to understand, in North Mississippi, I want to reach out into the African-American community. I want to reach out into all our Democrat friends in that community. I want to reach out to those who believe in education, those who believe that our young people need a good start. I have conservative theology, policies, and that's because I'm a firm believer in the policies of someone like Ronald Reagan that bring economic success. That does not mean that we cannot listen to everyone. And it's very important to have an ear. And those who know me know, and we've had people on the show, like I've said before, that we will listen to all communities. And when I get elected to the Congress, I want to hear from everyone. We can't all agree on everything, but I believe I have the ability to bring to the table relationships that no other candidate has, that reaches across the spectrum of North Mississippi's District 1, that we can build relationships. And even though we may be politically opposed on some things, we can still work on the common ground that we have in bringing people together. And that's the excitement. And that's what drives me to run. Like I said, I can look into my children's eyes and I know they are excited about the future. And I look at things like the national debt that is stealing from their future. And not just my children, but your children and the grandchildren. It's stealing from their future. And we have to have someone who can tackle the problems. And people say, why in the world, Ed? Why would you want to go to Washington and get into that mess? I can just look into everyone's eyes. And I want to say, I am confident. I'm confident because I know what the Bible says. It says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And I know the words that say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I'm confident because I know that hard-working Mississippians love this state and they love America. And in North Mississippi, we are not afraid to work. We will roll up our shirt sleeves and we will get to work. And before I got into practicing dentistry, before I started my professional career, I worked in all kinds of jobs. And I know what it's like to pick cucumbers all day long. I know what it feels like to have the wet gloves and the morning dew and reaching under the leaves and picking cucumbers. And sometimes you get stung by a bee. I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to load firewood and take that firewood on a journey, deliver it, and then have a flat tire and have to take the firewood out of the back of the pickup. Fix the flat tire and then reload the firewood. I know the frustrations of the working men and women of North Mississippi and around the country. I know what it's like to go out and get pulpwood and throw it on the log truck. I know what it's like to get my gloves with holes in it and the rosin, the fresh rosin coming out of the fresh cut pine and throwing it up there. And I know what it's like to work in the sweltering heat and how sometimes you just feel like you're in a pine thicket and you can't breathe because there's no air stirring in the middle of the summer. I know what it's like to work in those places. I know what it's like in a cold, chilling wind with a post hole digger repairing a barbed wire fence so the cows won't get out. I know what it's like to walk into the swamps or the areas deep down in the channels, near the channels that people go hunting in. And I know what it's like to go across North Mississippi from the hills in the northeast to where it flattens out in DeSoto County right into the Mississippi River. We have a wide, beautiful land, and the people are the most beautiful thing of North Mississippi. Diversity of life, diversity of that's some strength that we have. And I want to be able to make North Mississippi better for all its citizens. And that's why I am confident. And I'm confident because I know that we can work together as Democrats, Republicans, Independents, red, yellow, black, white, brown, tan. We can work together. And Doc Holliday will bring that unity in to Washington, D.C., sticking up for what he believes in, wrestling with those things that need to change, like this national debt and balancing the budget and being able to look at the Internal Revenue Service. And like I said, make it better or get rid of it altogether. So I just want to leave you with this thought, because I'm running because Congress just recently was given a 12% approval rating. Count me among the 88% that disapprove of what's going on in Washington. What's going on in the Congress? And I want you to understand that Washington does not need more politicians. And frankly, I believe we have too many lawyers in Washington, D.C. too. So it's time to send Doc Holliday to Washington, because Washington is sick. Doc Holliday has the cure. Let me remind you the things that you can expect from Doc Holliday in Washington, D.C. You can expect someone who stands up for life, someone who stands up for traditional marriage, someone who stands up for the Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms. And you can believe that I will work hard to work on energy policies, tax reform, and to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act with something better than Obamacare. I want a strong national defense. These are the things that we must do to secure our borders and make sure the United States citizens are protected by having a strong national defense. I want you to understand that there are many policies. In the next few weeks, we'll be going over those. We'll be keeping you up with the campaign and how it's going. But I want my listeners to know, yes, next week we'll get into some of the national political trends like we always have. This is a special announcement. Doc Holliday running for Congress, 1st Congressional District in Mississippi. I need my listeners to help out. You've always been a great audience. We're growing, and I appreciate the new listeners who are listening to us now that this campaign has kicked off. So welcome to Rock Splitting Politics. We're going to get in the middle of it, and we're going to break up some rock, and we want you to grab a hammer and help us in this effort in rock splitting politics. Remember, Washington is sick, Doc Holliday has the cure, and next week we will be getting into some more political subjects on the national scale, and we got some good interviews to play, and so we'll start that next week. And I want to remind you that I care for my listeners, and we're going to have some exciting shows, and you'll get a front row seat to rock splitting politics in the only congressional race happening across America. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.